It is back after a couple of years that it's been gone. The Sauk Rail Trail Spring Fundraiser. We got Scott Canny in the studio with us. Scott, tell us a little bit about this. The event finally is back after COVID.
Yeah, the dreaded COVID kind of killed us, John. And so we're excited to be back up and running with our annual spring fundraiser for our nonprofit group, the Sauk Rail Trail Association, the SRTA, as we like to put it.
So. Yeah. You guys have done amazing work along the trail. All these fundraisers you guys have had throughout the years have really built up the trail to be something special.
Yeah, right, John. If you've been out on the trail, whether you walk, hike, bike, you know, nature hikes or whatever it may be, and you see all those improvements over the years, if you've seen the bike fix-it stations, if you've seen the lean-to shelter houses along the way, if you've seen the bridges paved, the approaches paved, the big one was our Houlihan Access. If you've seen the Houlihan Access,
that's beautiful down there.
Yeah, that was completely privately funded through our group. It's got restrooms. It's got a shelter house. It's even become kind of an art park if you've seen the cool statues and sculptures and things down there, which is really worth seeing. So those are just some of the things over the years that our little group has been able to help out with on the trail.
Yeah, it's all due to this fundraiser once again. So tell us when the fundraiser is, where it's going to happen.
So the fundraiser is Sunday, April 27th from 2 to 5. And we say 5, that's kind of a,
because that's a suggestion.
It's a Sunday fun day. And it's at Whiskey Run in Maple River, which is a great place. We've got Jake Schrott coming to play live music a little later in the afternoon. If you've ever been to the brewery and seen him, he's an excellent musician. Plays some classic rock and some new stuff and kind of fun things.
Great.
We also have Dolly's Roadside Grill coming. If you've ever had her stuff, she has a great tenderloin and some Parmesan fries and some good food there. So come on out. You don't have to be a biker. You don't have to be a walker. If you just want to enjoy the day and have a good time, come on out and join us.
Now, the fundraiser part comes in with the raffle tickets. You guys have got some incredible prizes for this, and you can get tickets from pretty much any association member, right?
Yeah, you can get any from any of us association members. We all have tickets available. Frank Gredeman, the president of our group, his girlfriend Carolyn's been doing a really good job of going out and selling these tickets, and can contact her as well. But we've really this year really knocked it out of the park. We've got two e-bikes from Chad Unken at Iowa Small Engine Bike Center there with their $1,800 values a piece. We've got a $500 gift basket donated by Wild Rogue Casino, which actually has some slot machine free plays and some night stays at the hotel. We've got some stays at the Carrollton Inn, the Cobblestone Inn up in Lakeview. And so just a lot of great, great big prizes here for that.
Yeah, there is a lot of great prizes. Now, you guys have a Facebook page. That might be the easiest place to go to get a contact number or things.
Correct. All the information in this flyer that we're looking at, John, that's all on the Facebook page. And you could probably just message us through that if you wanted some more information, if you wanted to get some more tickets. But Sauk Rail Trail Association Facebook page would be a great way to contact us.
Now, you guys have raised a lot of money in the past. This has been a big, big event for you guys. What kind of money are we talking about that you're trying to get to?
Oh, I think, you know what? I think one year we raised close to $20,000 in a one-day event with all these raffles and all that kind of stuff. So it really does help. But obviously, in today, it takes a lot of money. Anything concrete, anything you got to build, the materials and all those things are pretty dang expensive.
Yeah, they are, but it's worth it. I mean, the Sauk Trail has taken leaps and bounds over those years with the help of the Sauk Rail Trail Association. So it's Sunday, April 27th, Maple River Whiskey Run, 2 to 5-ish. We'll say the ish part at the end because, you know, it ends when it ends.
It ends when it ends. And you do not have to be present to win the raffle here for the bigger prizes.
Yeah, great point going on there.
So you can buy those ahead of time. If you are going to come to the event and enjoy it, you can buy these here as well. And then we have hundreds and hundreds of door prizes. We've got great gifts. All the local restaurants and gas stations and everybody has contributed gift cards and gift certificates and baskets of goodies and all kinds of things that you can win the day of the event.
Now, let's hope we got great weather so we can ride the trail that day, too.
Yeah, and it's not a bike ride, but if the weather's nice and you want to ride your bike, we'd love to have that. And then we're hoping for a nice day. You know, it's April. You never know.
Yeah.
But we're hoping we can get a nice day and maybe set Jake up outside to play some music in the sunshine and enjoy that.
So. Absolutely. It's Sunday, April 27th. Make sure you check it out. Whiskey Run. Again, it's not a bike ride, but you can certainly, if the weather's nice enough, come on your bike as well and help raise some money for the great Sauk Rail Trail here in our area.
Thanks, John.